Hello.
In today's podcast, I'd like to talk a little bit more about why you basically need content marketing and continuous writing about your business, about your product or service, in order to understand how your potential clientele may basically react to the given product or service. And that is very important to do, because if you continuously maintain your website active, there is much information, much content that is there. There are many articles published, so the customers will be coming there and will be reading about that. And if, for example, your website is connected to Google Analytics, you'll also have all the statistics about who is entering your website, what age group this or that person may be. So this information is basically a very good marketing information. It will help you to improve your activities online and to improve probably your activities as a business, general activities at the enterprise. Because the more statistics you have, the better it is. Also, writing posts and having feedbacks from people, from comments, from different sorts and discussions may be very beneficial, because it also helps to understand what potential clients think about your product or about your service. And internet, websites, blogs are just perfect places to do that. Because online you can test certain ideas, you can understand the reactions of the people about that. And that is very, very worth doing. So basically, for that, you need to maintain your website with content that is fresh, that is about the industry, with content that may somehow help you to understand what is happening with your client, what they want, what they don't want. There are two ways to do that. What do you think? Which are they? Probably you may think that the first way is to employ the copywriter, and that is for sure. Many companies do that, and many companies feel happy about that, because there is a person whose main task is to write content, to deliver messages. This is the person who knows how to do it. The second choice may be simply to employ the copywriter, but sort of to outsource his work or her work. So you employ the copywriter to bring to your website certain number of copies. That is also not a bad choice. The only minus here which do you think it is? It's basically the fact that Google search engine needs, in order to rank the websites, much flow of content. So you have to make sure that the content is published continuously. And that is basically not just a joke sort of a thing. It's really very important to succeed in this business. But the third option is basically not that bad as well. If you personally, as a business owner, or as a marketing manager, try a little bit more, and do it for the benefit of the company and write by yourself. It was in one of the podcasts that I did that basically there I explained that each person has writing skills. Of course, some are better, some are worse. One person can be a brilliant copywriter. But at the same time, if you are, for example, a business owner, you know something very valuable for a copy, because you know what your business is about. What is so much specific about it that it'll for sure attract people, and that is very, very valuable. So if, for example, your company is lacking budget to employ the person, it is not a big strategy at all. You basically by yourself can write much about your company, can present basically your company the way you wish. You can also develop some interesting posts about industry news, etc. So basically, internet and virtual sphere gives us enormous pool of information about potential clients. Most importantly, it helps us to understand if we can move forward into different markets. And usually we do, we just simply don't know it. So virtual platforms are very good supporters of us to develop the businesses, to move the markets, and to come to new markets particularly. So this is a very interesting topic, and this and many others which are connected to both spheres, to the spheres of traditional marketing, the ways how to move your business forward, and plus content marketing will be discussed in further podcasts. So I'm looking forward to hearing to your comments, to thoughts and to establish discussion. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.